Japan by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 13th of November, 2007. It's the birthday of St. Augustine, born in Tagaste, Numidia, a part of North Africa, which is now Algeria. He converted to Christianity as an adult and wanted to sit down and be a theologian and write books. But he moved to the port town of Hippo to set up a monastery and was forced to take over the duties of the local bishop and spent much too much of his time, he thought, delivering sermons and running a parish instead of writing. He still managed to write more than 90 books in his lifetime, though he was not taken seriously by other theologians, because St. Augustine could not read or write in Greek, which was the language of intellectuals, and he lived in sort of a backwater in the Roman Empire. But by living out there on the edge, he was more familiar with all of the pagan influences that were threatening Christianity, and he devoted himself to writing about them and debunking popular New Age religions. His most famous book, The Confessions, came out around the year 400, in part the story of how he converted to Christianity after living for years as a pagan himself. In the last years of his life, Augustine was witnessing the fall of the Roman Empire, the city of Hippo besieged by Vandals, destroyed soon after his death. But somehow, his library survived, and all of his ideas about resisting pagan influences became doctrine within the church. It's the birthday of Robert Louis Stevenson, born in Edinburgh in 1850, who was a moderately successful travel writer living in France, a rather sick man, however, when one evening he walked to a friend's house, looked in through the window, fell in love with a woman who was sitting there at the table, opened the window, leaped inside, took a bow. The woman was Fanny Osborne, an American who'd come to Europe to get away from her husband. She was unhappily married. She got to know Stevenson, decided to go back to California. He joined her there. She divorced her husband. She married him. His health was awful. He had a respiratory illness. She brought him back to health, married him in San Francisco. They moved back to Scotland with her son from the previous marriage, and one rainy afternoon, Stevenson painted a map of an imaginary island to entertain his stepson, which gave him an idea for a story. And in a single month, he had written his first great novel, Treasure Island, came out in 1883. It has been in print now for 124 years. That, along with Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, made Stevenson rich and famous. He spent the rest of his life traveling with Fanny and wound up on the island of Samoa, where he died at 44, not of his respiratory illness, but from a stroke. Robert Louis Stevenson, who said, "Our business in life is not to succeed, but to continue to fail in good spirits." Here's a poem for today by Ted Barragan, entitled "I Used to Be, But Now I Am." I used to be inexorable, but now I am elusive. I used to be the future of America, but now I am America. I used to be part of the problem, but now I am the problem. I used to be part of the solution, if not all of it, but now I am not that person. I used to be intense and useful, but now I am heavy and boring. I used to be sentimental about myself and therefore ruthless, but now I am, I think, a sympathetic person, although easily amused. I used to be a believer, but now, alas, I believe. A poem by Ted Barragan, "I Used to Be, But Now I Am," from the collected poems of Ted Barragan, published by University of California Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Our technical director is Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.